It has to do with ego. If you're full of yourself, there's no room for anything else, like, I don't know, eternity. We are capable of much, much more fabulousness, and we are always striving to attain that fabulousness. So I'll be sharing some Passover tunes and some information about Passover, and who knows what else. Let's see. Live on the air. Yes, we are going to be live on the air. We want to submit that. We have this wonderful software. I say wonderful. Mocking fashion. It's a program, a software program, so that you can see what I'm playing if you want to purchase it or whatever, find it. And you have to manually enter everything in, so it's kind of a pain, especially if you're technically challenged in terms of typing. The kids at the middle school at Andrews, where I work on, in Medford, have typing classes where they learn not only to do the really good typing, which, you know, I did years ago, regular typing classes, pre-computer days, but they also learn to program, which is fantastic, and do all kinds of things. So that's a wonderful thing. Now, let's see, I have to go and reprogram this board because it was not done. And let's see if we can make it do what I want it to do. Okay, so let's see. Yep. Nope, it's not what I want. Default show profile. We need it to go up one. Let's see. Oh, I always forget how to do this, and I hate it when people leave it the wrong way. Ah, here we go. Now that should work. Yep, the board is reverting to its natural state, and I'll be able to put on some tunes for you. Start us off with something from Atzilut, which this is a group I love, and I have to thank my friend Sylvia, because she's the one who tuned me into this group. Let's see if it's going to like... Oh, the CD is happy today, the CD player. Sometimes it doesn't like what I'm feeding it, and it spits it right out. So anyway, I've been miserably cleaning my apartment from chametz, and it's amazing the things that you find. The oven, oh my goodness, the oven. The grates you have to do by hand. You can't really do them with the self-cleaning oven. And when I first tried to put on the self-cleaning oven, it wouldn't work. I couldn't get it to work. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. I've tried it 2-3 times. I'm like, what am I doing wrong here? And I don't have a book. Now, when I got the apartment, there was no book for this. So I was just about ready to give up. And then I did something. I guess I hadn't pressed onto the button long enough to get it to lock. And so then finally the clean thing came up and it did its thing. Oh, what a blessing. So got part of the refrigerator done, got the floors done, and it's not exactly spring cleaning because you're really just focused on the chametz, as I mentioned, but, you know, while you're doing the outside cleaning, you're supposed to be polishing up your soul. More about that later. So we're going to start off with, let's see what song we like here. Yeah, why don't we do that? That'll be good. Oh, no, that one won't be good. All right, let's see. This one will work. Here we go. WMFO Medford, and why isn't this playing? There we go. Thank you.
Amen. Wow.
Daniel Zamir, what an incredible piece of music. His playing just is like taking off in a jet plane. Quite fabulous. It's from a disc called Alive, and the song was Shir HaShomer, The Watchman. And he takes you on a jet plane ride, I think. We opened up with Atzilut, which is from the disc Souls on Fire, Music for the Kabbalah. And Jack Kessler's group. And the song was Azamir Bishvahin. There you go. All right, we're WMFO Medford, and we're here at the Tufts campus. This is the Voicemobile. And I am your host, Joyce the Voice. Are you a student living off campus? Do you know what number to call in case of an emergency to ensure that you get police, fire, or medical help quickly and most efficiently? If you are off campus, dial 911. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So there's some great music coming through the Celebrity Series of Boston, and it includes Alvin Alley American Dance Theater, April 27th through the 30th. I'm happy to say that I'm going to attend the last day. It's only 4 days. They're an amazing, amazing group. Also, Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. Now, that's coming up this Sunday at April 9th at Symphony Hall. It's a Buddy Rich Centennial celebrating the jazz drum. Oh, that should be good. Che Malambo. Now, that already happened. Let's see. Kristen Chenoweth is coming April 30th to Symphony Hall, and L.A. Dance Project May 19th to 21st at the Box Center Schubert Theater. So this is, you can find more information at celebrityseries.org or by calling 617-482-6661. I also noticed, this is very interesting, the Tufts Daily has a story on their front page that the Somerville Board of Aldermen has authorized a bond issue for a new high school, and apparently it is going to be the most expensive school. This is so fascinating. In the state. Now, that really blew my mind. They appropriated $255,982,704. So, yeah, it's the most expensive high school building project in Massachusetts history. Wow. I mean, I thought Newton North was pretty expensive, but I guess... So that's going to be pretty cool. I used to teach over there. So the other thing that I noticed that I wanted to share with you. Let's see if I can find it now. Of course, you can go to the Tufts Hillel website for information about the Seders that are coming up Monday night and Tuesday night. You do need reservations, but they also have lunches that are available. And so you can check that out at their website. Desire Under the Elms is April 6th. That's the preview night. April 7th is the opening night with a wine and cheese reception, and April 8th and 15th at 8 p.m. That is at the Bach Arena Center, and of course it's a Eugene O'Neill play, Tufts presenting, Tufts University Department of Drama and Dance presenting Desire Under the Elms. That should be very good, directed by Heather Nathans. I think that's it from the Tufts Daily. What else did I need to share with you? Well, that's probably good for now. Continue on with some music here on WMFO, Tufts University Radio, the Voicemobile.
לא לפחד להתאהב שישבר הלב לא לפחד בדרך לאבד לקום כל בוקר ולצאת אל החיים ולנסות הכל לפני שיגמר לחפש מאיפה באנו ולחזור בסוף תמיד להתחלה למצוא בכל דבר עוד יופי ולרקוד עד שנופלים מעייפות או אהבה מכל הרגעים בזמן למצוא אחד לאחוז בו להגיד שהגענו תמיד לזכור לרגע לעצור ולהודות על מה שיש ומאיפה שבאנו לחבק אותה בלילה כשהיא נרדמת אז כל העולם נרגע לנשום אותה עמוק לדעת שתמיד אני אהיה שם בשבילה לא לפחד להתאהב שישבר הלב לא לפחד בדרך לאבד לקום כל בוקר ולצאת על החיים ולנסות הכל לפני שיגמר לחפש מאיפה באנו ולחזור בסוף תמיד להתחלה למצוא בכל דבר עוד יופי ולרקוד עד שנופלים מעייפות או אהבה מכל הרגעים בזמן למצוא אחד לאחוז בו להגיד שהגענו תמיד לזכור לרגע לעצור ולהודות על מה שיש ומאיפה שבאנו לחבק אותה בלילה כשהיא נרדמת אז כל העולם נרגע לנשום אותה עמוק לדעת שתמיד אני אהיה שם בשבילה לחפש מאיפה באנו ולחזור בסוף תמיד להתחלה למצוא בכל דבר עוד יופי ולרקוד עד שנופלים מעייפות או אהבה מכל הרגעים בזמן למצוא אחד לאחוז בו להגיד שהגענו תמיד לזכור לרגע לעצור ולהודות על מה שיש ומאיפה שבאנו לחבק אותה בלילה כשהיא נרדמת אז כל העולם נרגע לנשום אותה עמוק לדעת שתמיד אני אהיה שם בשבילה מכל הרגעים בזמן למצוא אחד לאחוז בו להגיד שהגענו תמיד לזכור לרגע לעצור ולהודות על מה שיש ומאיפה שבאנו אז לחבק אותה בלילה כשהיא נרדמת אז כל העולם נרגע לנשום אותה עמוק לדעת שתמיד אני אהיה שם בשבילה
Okay, so Idan Rachel, who I love, I just love his voice. He is coming to the Berklee Performance Center on April 29th. And he's been here before. He is part, he created the Idan Rachel Project. And he also toured with Mali's Vieux Farka Touré in the Touré Rachel Collective. Now he's doing this new stage solo on his piano songs tour. In his intimate solo concerts, Idan shares personal stories of his musical journey and reveals how his melodies sounded before being produced for recordings, collaborations, and full band presentations. Idan will present songs from his entire career, including his latest critically acclaimed Kumbancha album, At the Edge of the Beginning. So we just heard something from that. That is Lifnei Sheyigamir, Before It Ends. And I just love it. And I'm going to get to go to that show, and hopefully I'm going to get to interview Idan this time around. So we'll see. Hopefully that will happen. Good. If you want to experience the most incredible musician, please do try to get tickets for the Berklee Income. It should be fabulous.
Shalom, 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 shalom. Uvnei Yerushalayim Mirakoidesh, Yerushalayim Mirakoidesh. Bimeheyedobiyomeinu, friends, you have to join me, otherwise it will not sound good. Let's go. Uvinei Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Mirakoidesh, Yerushalayim Mirakoidesh, Bimehei Yerobi Yomeinu. And there was a voice in heaven, and this is a passage in the Psalms. Poyeshev kibisi, O God says, this is my place. This is the place where my holiness should dwell forever. Oh, the name Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim, 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 Y
That's the fabulous Danny Green Trio. And they were over at the Lily Pad, I was back months ago, and I got to hear their set. It was from Altered Narratives. And he's the keyboardist and composer, Justin Grinnell on bass, and Julian Cantelm on drums. Fabulous group based out in California. They have family on the East Coast, so they'll be around here again, which is fantastic. So thanks to the folks over at the Israel Bookstore. I have a new CD. This is the Cantata of the Bitter Herbs. How perfect for Passover. It's Theodor Bikel is the narrator, and it has a whole slew of folks performing, which maybe I'll talk about afterwards, but we'll listen to some of this. Ernest Tuck is the composer here on the Voicemobile, WMFO. Thank you.
fetters fell, the captive rose. Old is the memory of Israel's escape from Egypt. Told and retold for thousands of years, the story has given strength to the weary, hope to the disheartened. O God of our fathers, always thou art with us. We praise thee for survival, we praise thee for life. Blessed be thy name. Around the table with the elders sit the children, staring in curious wonder. Here is lamb, such as was eaten at their last meal in bondage before the captives fled from Egypt. And here is bread, baked in haste, unleavened, tasteless, the bread of poverty. Here are bitter herbs. Bitter they are indeed, with a flavor of tears and pain, which were the lot of men and women long ago who gladly spent their lives for freedom. Taste and eat, not in sadness, but in joy. Slavery, a child who grew up with hope in his heart. And as he grew, God blessed him with a vision of a free people, gave him courage to appear before the tyrant, bade him say to the Pharaoh, "Listen, this is the word of God. Let my people go." Our God is the God of the universe, maker of the earth and heaven, ruler of all. Fear was in the heart of Moses then. But God heard his prayer. God strengthened the voice of Moses by his thunder. God lengthened the staff of Moses so that the waters of the Nile, the creatures of the land, the wind and the rain obeyed him. He summoned them. They came. blood filled the streams of Egypt. Frogs came out of the lakes. Flies and gnats swarmed in the palace of the Pharaoh. Sores broke the skin of men and beasts. Disease destroyed the cattle. Hail beat down the fields of corn. Locusts ate up all the vegetation. Covered was the face of the sun. Over all came darkness. Thus it was, in the midst of that night of terror, that Moses unlocked the gates of the slave encampments, calling his people forth. Out of their huts they came, the children and the aged, fathers older than their years, mothers with child, the strong supporting the weak. Dragging their poor possessions, stumbling, mumbling, praying, free, free, free.